Do you listen to Your Daily Lex Day Of? Do you dip in and dip out? Do you binge? If you're a listener who listens day of recording, think way back to this past Friday. This past Friday, I released an episode, which I don't always do. Sometimes I don't work a full day Friday, so I don't podcast a full Your Daily Lex Fridays. But I had an episode out this past Friday. And at the end, I was saying, I'm going to be away this week, which I am, and that I was hoping to still have Your Daily Lexes most days, but without using guests. I wasn't definitive about it, though. I was contemplative about it. Because the question is, can I record 4 to 5 episodes of it right now, immediately after having finished the prior episode? Can I do about 20 minutes or so of Your Daily Lexes right now? And the answer will be maybe. Let's find out together.
Your Daily Lex.
One challenge of recording them in rows, you know, having ideas and recording all those episodes. The second challenge is when I upload them, remembering to schedule them instead of just publishing them live instantly, which is the default and normal behavior. So hopefully I won't publish any of these early, but we'll see. And then hopefully the delayed publishing will work, because sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, I am flying today as I record this, but not as you listen to it, unless something has gone horribly wrong. But on a longer flight, I won't wear contacts because they say you shouldn't. On shorter flights, I will. And this flight is kind of right in the middle. I'm flying to Miami, and that's like 3 hours. They call it 3 hours. I think in reality, it's going to be closer to 2 hours, but we'll see. So I'm going to wear my contacts. But the advantages I try to give myself for wearing my contacts on that plane are, one, I will have eye drops in my pocket, and I will wet my eyes right before the flight takes off and then at some point during the flight. Two, I haven't put my contacts in yet. It's 10:07 a.m. as I record this episode. And I can't go that much longer without putting them in because I'm going to start to get a headache at some point. But I'm, you know, not having my eyes live the contact life for as long. However, as I have said on The Rebound, in a phrase that became the title of that episode and really grossed out my co-host and friend Dan, I do think of the contacts as kind of like a warm, wet kiss on my eyeballs. Like, I like the way it feels when I put those contacts in. I also like the way it feels when I take them out at the end of the day, but I never mind putting them in. And I'd rather be able to see and see on the plane and see in the airports and see when I'm trying to figure out the logistics through the airport of getting to my hotel and all that stuff. And I hate wearing glasses. I truly hate it. I find them annoying. And I don't feel like I have a great pair of glasses right now anyway. So maybe at some point I'll get a fresh pair of glasses that matches my prescription. But that time isn't now. So contacts it will be. It's, you know, TSA has all these rules about what you can take and stuff, but I always have a hand gel and eye drops in my pocket when I go through TSA, and they never stop me about that. So I guess note to bad guys, put all the liquids in your pocket. I don't know. The liquid stuff seems stupid. I don't know. Many people who are smarter than I am have talked about how TSA is mostly security theater. And then whenever they do tests about, like, hey, we ran these tests of trying to sneak guns through TSA, they never catch them anyway. So good stuff. I'm sure they do catch some things. So thank you, TSA, for your hard work. But yeah, just let me take whatever size liquids I want. We're flying to Miami, where we'll spend as little money as possible in that state, because that state is bad. The state is Florida, by the way, in case you weren't following. But then we are going on a cruise. And when the last time I went on a cruise, we went out of Brooklyn, which meant I could make my suitcase as heavy as I wanted because I didn't have to worry about airport requirements or airline requirements. But here you have to. And it's not like I want to pack a 90-pound suitcase. I have to lift it anyway, and I don't want to be a jerk to anybody who's helping me along the way. But it's the toiletries that get you, man. The good thing about, you know, suitcase travel on airplanes is that it's easy to have normal quantities of your liquids instead of having to have the carry-on. Because normally, if I'm flying for a work trip by myself, I'm going to just take a carry-on and use the smaller liquids. But now that I've got to use this specific shampoo and conditioner that my dermatologist wants me to use so my eyes don't get all rashy, like, I gotta pack big bottles of things. You can get the TSA approved size bottles, but like, that's also annoying to constantly be shuttling liquids back. So anyway, hopefully all our bags are going to be light enough as I record this. Not all the bags are finalized. When the kids come home from school and when Lauren goes home from work, they're finalizing their bags, you know, getting their last toiletries in there, whatever. Then I got to load the car. And then my father-in-law is taking us to the airport. So I thought you would enjoy hearing about all those airport logistics for a trip that, if all goes well, you're hearing this episode while I'm already on it. So yeah, now you know. Anyway, you're the greatest. Happy Monday, because this is the episode for Monday. And I know, without even stalling to check a calendar, because it is today, that it's Monday the 4th. Don't forget to vote. Election day is tomorrow.
Lex.